Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, God is doing wonderful things around this ministry. It's such a blessing. Praise God to just understand what God can do. And I tell you, He can do all things. And so can you through Christ who strengtheneth you. Now, I want to say something. I want to talk about something today. A lot of people ask me all the time, why are you so joyful? Well, I got something in me. What is that? That's the word of the living God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. See, if it's not in you, it can't come out of you. Now, and when you understand what I just said, you understand how powerful the Word of God is. Some people think it's just a Bible lesson. It's more than a Bible lesson. It's living reality. When you touch the Bible, you're actually touching God. It's in written form, but it's God in the Word. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Now, that's a blessing of the Lord to understand that. Let me give you a scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, if it's sharper than any two-edged sword, it must be other two-edged swords that are sharper than. Think about that for a minute. There's something very powerful about the Word of God, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. One side cuts the devil, the other side cuts you. Why? Because it keeps you trim. See what I'm saying? Let me read the scripture again. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, the Word of God hears you think. The Word of God understands what you think. Now, it's what you say is what comes to pass. If you say to that mountain, it's a climate. Church has made you a mountain climber when you should have been a mountain dissolver. You say to that mountain, be thou removed. Now, get out of here. I don't have time to be climbing you. I have got something to do. Now, that's the Word of God. See, that's in you, and then you speak it out. Here's another great verse. I love this verse. One of my favorites, Psalm chapter 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor, ooh, I like that, my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, how long? All the time. Let the Lord be magnified. Now, watch this. Which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Pleasure. In other words, God gets pleasure when you're doing good. Now, you don't hear that from the church. Well, now, boy, you got to suffer, 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 suffer. Good Lord, what's the matter? Let them suffer. You do what the Word of God said. See, if this is in you, then it comes out. He said, let the Lord be magnified. So you mad at me because I believe being blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out? All I'm doing is magnifying God. Now, I'm going to make you really mad, right? You know, when I fly that jet and I go preach the gospel, that magnifies God. Oh, that, some of y'all going, no, it does. See, to you, you think it's some rich thing. And I guess it is if you want to think of it like that in the natural. But to me, it's a tool. Just like this table, holding my Bible, my hand holding this card. It just gets me where God wants me to go and gets me back where God wants me to be. Let me say it again. Let them shout for joy and be glad. I do that all the time. Hallelujah. Favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually. Watch this. Let the Lord be magnified. My God. I like that. With that pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. You know, when my daughter's doing good, my granddaughter's doing good, it make me happy. It make grandfather happy. Why? Because that's my children. I mean, my children, you know, that's my biological kin. See, well, we've been made in the image of God. You want to know what God looks like? Let me put this card down. Ta-da. You made in his image and his likeness. So start acting like it. You face that fact, you'll shut down everything around you that's trying to destroy you. See, that's sharper than any two-edged sword. Whoo, man, the Word of God's powerful, see? So I live in the Word, I study the Word, and I quote the Word. Ooh, daily, not Sunday. I like Sunday, but I like Christianity every day, not just Sunday. Now, you know what this is? They call it Holy Week. And that's a good title. I call Holy Week every week. Every week. You ever saw me sad, sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent, broke, busted? No, Holy Week. Praise God. Faith that fact. Understand that what the resurrection did for you. Oh, my God. It's the most powerful thing. The church began right there. And ain't no devil in hell can shut you down. I mean that. Two of us agree. You one, I'm two. God's three. Hey, amen. We got a quarter. We got it. It's going to happen. Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying, I love you. I really do. Don't miss any of our things on social media.